Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm going to expose some myths that you may have believed in, and I am going to help you understand some of the differences between men and women that you may have never known before.
Oh.
All right. So, Hawk, we need to call your mom and make sure it's okay for us to tell you some of these differences in men and women. I don't know if she's had that talk with you yet or not.
She did. She read me that book almost 12. I think I was 16 at the time.
Okay. Yeah. And don't worry, folks. We won't be talking about anything the kids can't hear. This is all A-OK stuff.
Good. Yeah.
Things like pain, for instance.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Women have been holding this whole labor and delivery thing over us since the Adam and Eve days.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And they want us to believe that it's some excruciating pain that men could never tolerate. And since there's no way for us to actually find out, they can continue to do this.
Don't they have those pain machines, though, to make a man feel like he's going through
baby cramps? They claim
and all
so.
Okay.
Gosh, here's the thing. It is commonly believed that women can handle more pain than men.
Yeah.
But they did some laboratory studies, and they actually found out that women give in to pain nearly 30 seconds sooner than men exposed to the same level of discomfort. One of the experiments, they asked 50 men and women to put their arm in hot water for 2 minutes and then plunge that same arm into icy water for 2 minutes or until they could stand the pain no longer. Women started to feel unbearable pain after just 26 seconds compared to almost 42 seconds for men, a difference of almost 16 seconds.
Ooh.
And the pain tolerance where they absolutely couldn't take it anymore, there was a difference of almost 30 seconds.
Okay, here's a difference, though, what I see anyway. They can have the pain or we can tolerate the pain. We just complain about it more. If we have a cold or something like that, you're going to hear a guy complain about it 10 times more than probably a woman.
They did say the men complained more while their arms were in the water, but they didn't pull out of it as quickly as the women did.
See? I don't see how that equates to childbirth at all.
It's just pain in general. They're saying it's an example of how pain is processed differently between us.
We're going through some pain right now.
Oh, I go through it every morning.
Are you tolerating the pain?
Not so well. Right, I'm definitely complaining about it.
Yeah.
I'm about to stick my head in some cold water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Water.
Here's an area where women have got us beat for sure. Women have a better sense of smell.
Sure. Yeah.
Men have about 9 million cells in our olfactory bulb, which is the area of our brain that controls our sense of smell. Women have almost twice as many, 16 million.
Mm-hmm.
So women typically seem to care more about smells, and that's why. They're more able to, notice the different subtle things about smells.
I've watched my mom cook, and she knows when the meal is done based on smell. She'll say, I smell that in the oven. It's done. Go ahead and pull it out. So, and it'll be done. And I'm like, how did you know? I've got the timer set.
She's got a bigger olfactory bulb than you.
Yeah, she's a smeller.
With clothes, too. It's like, you know what? I can't tell if those clothes are dirty. I've only worn them 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with this?
All right. Our heart rates are different. Men average 70 beats a woman. Average for women is about 80. And women also have small smaller arteries, which may be why they're less likely to survive heart attacks, because a blood clot is more likely to block the entire blood vessel.
Then that's a good compliment for a woman. Hey, your arteries are so small.
Yeah, I know.
Good job, Kato.
Yeah, I like that. They want something small.
Yeah, right?
Your arteries
I'll take it.
All right, and here's a cruel twist of fate. Men digest meals 20% faster than women. Partly because women have smaller stomachs, another area you can compliment them, Kato.
Oh, stomach.
Yeah.
Your stomach looks so small. Okay. That means they have less stomach acid to break down the food. It's also why men generally have more bowel movements than women. We digest the food faster. We have more stomach acid. So we got to go sooner. That's, that's why men eat dinner and they're like, I got to go.
Okay.
And that's a cruel twist of fate because you guys have more olfactory bulb cells than we do, too. And all of that digestion that we're doing is churning up some gas. And so you guys are stuck with unappreciating that more.
And the sense of smell. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Kato's mom's like, you're done. I can tell.
Leave it in the oven.
Oh, no.
The Dutch oven.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.